Everything that comes in cardboard is that's a sign of quality.
Nothing but class here at Geeks Without God.
Welcome to Geeks Without God with Molly Glover, Nick Glover, and Tim Wick.
We're geeks without God. We're geeks without God. We don't recognize moral authority. We don't accept divine superiority. We're geeks, geeks without God.
This week on Geeks Without God, we talk to Hertzy, one of the organizers of Sunday Assembly. It's like church, but without all the, you know, church crap.
We're geeks without God. We're geeks without God. We're geeks, geeks without God.
Welcome to Geeks Without God. I am, as always, your host, Molly Glover, joined by my co-host, Nick Glover.
Hi.
And Tim Wick.
Here I am, joining Molly and Nick.
And today we have a very special guest, Hertzy, who is here with us, and we are going to discuss Sunday Assembly.
Yes.
Yes, hello, Hertzy, how are you?
Good, how are you guys doing?
Doing
great.
Very well.
Awesome.
Yeah, super.
She's so polite.
Awake. Yeah.
I heard atheists were rude. Yeah,
well, that's been my experience.
Yeah. I'm secretly Canadian.
Oh. Yeah. That's what that's about.
Even Canadian atheists are polite.
I'm such secretly Canadian, even the government doesn't know, because I was born in Minnesota.
Oh. That's really secret Canadian. That's double plus secret
Crypto Canadian.
Well, so, all right, I want to just start off. Can you please tell us a little bit about what Sunday Assembly is?
Absolutely. We are not a church, first off. Some people do make that assumption. We're a dogma-free community. With the values of living better, helping often, and wondering more.
I like all those values.
Exactly. We're not specifically atheist. We are self-described as radically inclusive.
Okay.
And we do not invoke religion, God, or a higher power.
So could a Christian be part of Sunday Assembly as long as they did not ever talk about being religious?
Absolutely. It's one of those where you leave your religion at the door.
Okay. Do you have people in Sunday Assembly are there people that are religious, or I don't mean like I'm spiritual. I mean like people who actually would identify as being of a religion.
I don't know if there's anyone at the last mm-hmm. assembly I went to. I unfortunately missed the first one, which made me really sad.
Sure.
I was in Canada.
Reporting back.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. But I know probably next month, I think, a friend of mine who is Christian is going to be joining us.
And excellent.
He's actually really excited about the idea of something that's just getting together and getting people together for no other reason mm-hmm. than wanting to be together.
Would you say the focus is kind of on assembling, because it's in the name.
It's the focus of the Avengers.
Yeah.
As well.
Yes, it is. Oh my God, they're the Avengers. No, I wonder, is it like a focus on community in the sense of like regional area, or are there Sunday assemblies all over? Is it?
There are Sunday assemblies all over. In fact, in September, on the 28th, we are launching 100 assemblies internationally on the same day.
Oh, fantastic.
Wow. I am stoked. And actually, that's going to be our grand launch.
Now, are they pretty much in every state, or is it in America?
They're in a lot of states in America. It actually started in England.
So
that's actually where they're a little more pronounced. Mm-hmm. But it picked up a lot of steam. And Sanderson and Pippa, the people who started it, they've just been running with it because it's only been going for a little over a year.
Oh, wow. So
yeah.
It's pretty new.
It's extremely new. And they're the leadership group up there who's not really like leaders like in church sense, but more of like, okay, so this is what we're kind of doing. You guys can do kind of your own thing, but this is where we're placing some of this stuff. Like, there's a charter and such. But yeah, they're just trying to roll with all these assemblies that are popping up all over the place. I know there's at least one going to be in Beijing.
Oh, wow.
There's some in Australia. Yeah, worldwide.
That's fantastic.
It is.
So walk me through an assembly. We get there and where are we?
Actually, right now we're at the Minneapolis Unitarian building.
FUS. The one on 34th and DuPont, or the one by the Sculpture Gardens more?
Sculpture Gardens, I
okay.
Society there.
Thank you.
Yep.
That's the more atheist bent one, right?
More atheist and agnostic.
So right now we're actually meeting in their basement. What you do is you get there. We have, instead of having chairs and rows, we actually have tables set up. Nice. And then we have a table on the side that's used for treats and coffee afterwards. But we're not on the stage itself. There's like a little stage. We're actually on the floor.
All on the same level.
Yep.
I like that.
We have a band on one side.
I'm sorry, I can't be in a room that doesn't have a stage.
No, it has a stage.
I can't be in a room where you can't use the stage.
I'm sure you could use the stage if you really... But we usually use a screen and PowerPoint.
I know PowerPoint.
Yeah.
Yes.
he knows of PowerPoint.
Yes.
So the assembly starts with a couple of songs. Then we do an icebreaker, another song. We have a reading, which is usually poetry or someone's creative writing, short story.
Sure.
Then we have a speaker, and that speaker usually reflects one of the values. Next month, we're going to have one on mathematics, which I'm really excited about.
That's awesome.
I believe after that, we have another song. We have some like meet and greet time. So sometimes it's another icebreaker. Sometimes it's just... everybody walk around for a few minutes, say hi to people.
Fellowship.
Exactly. Yeah. During that time, we also talk about our little piggies. We have little piggies on each of the tables, and the piggies are hungry. And so the donations go to...
Oh, banks. It's like, what a strange thing, but all right.
We get a lot of laughs when we talk about it. But we do talk about that a little bit, and then, or at least mention it. Then we go on to kind of like a... meditation, kind of a announcements, a wrap up, and then another song. So it is a little bit like a church service.
Well, for sure. Well, that's the point, though. I think. I mean, is to kind of get the it's the best parts.
Yeah.
Without all the hatred
check,
and
you
religion.
You can check all the boxes that a church would check without the dogma, without the religion.
Yeah.
Part. None of those things are exclusive to religion.
Exactly. Right. Plus, what's also nice is there's actually some flow in that. Like, for example, we actually added that icebreaker in the beginning and the extra song, and that was kind of a fun way.
Well, for sure. And I think
is there like a hymnal? I'm just wondering.
Songs.
Songs are actually pop songs. Like this. Like this month, we're going to do Infinity from They Might Be Giants. We're doing, Okay Then. Oh, but I can't remember the name of the band.
Sure.
Or is that the name of the band? We're doing that one, and we're doing Inchworm from Danny Kaye.
When are you going to do Fuck You from CeeLo Green? I just want to know.
So do you put...
So I'm not there.
Do you put them up on like a website so people know what's going to be? I mean, you know what's coming ahead because you know. But how do people know? I mean, I wouldn't be able to sing any of those songs. You know, is it more of a performance than
We have a PowerPoint with all the words so people can
like follow
along.
The bouncing ball kind of a thing.
I'm not sure we have the ball. Animated.
Well, it's an idiom. That's excellent.
What so? How do you guys? The leadership there, the organization, how do they make decisions and like decide what direction to take or what do you work on consensus?
Is there a board?
There's a leadership board. Actually, I'm part of it. I'm the treasurer. Let's see, it's the other members and I. What we do is we meet up. A lot of it's voting, discussion. We do a little bit of Robert's Rules, a little lax Robert's Rules, but we do, you know, try to keep that idea of majority is ruled. Plus, I believe the meetings are all open, so, you know, if people want to come and join us, they're more than welcome.
Just to sort of witness the voting, or would they be able to participate...
in the discussion.
In the discussion or the vote. I mean,
I would say they'd be able to discuss with us.
So is this now, so you say that when it started in England and there's, is there like a governing body that you and your board report to? Or is it really more like independent franchises that can make up their own decisions and rules as they go?
Independent franchises, though there are a few, there's, like I said, a charter that's very... very broad, a nice umbrella.
Like to call yourself Sunday Assembly, you can't be an asshole. Like you have to kind of follow these rules.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Darn.
For example, the you have to be radically inclusive, so you can't, you know, say, well, this person can't come for any reason.
Really? Not for any reason?
Well, I guess if they were being an asshole,
my question, you know, if someone is a known sex offender and you have children there, I mean, things like that, I wonder if there's anything in place for that. kind of thing, you know.
Not that I know of.
Sure.
But I wouldn't be surprised if it's been brought up somewhere.
Right, radically right.
Radically inclusive sounds like press ganging people.
It
like,
does kind of, doesn't like, it?
We're excuse radically me, inclusive.
We expect to include you.
You are included.
Prepare to be included, motherfucker.
Everyone, like, everyone who's listening right now, you're all included now. Too bad. You are now part of Sunday Assembly.
You don't want to be included? Oh, that's, I'm sorry. My radical inclusion has a problem with that.
I like the idea of just showing up at someone's house and being like, we're here for Sunday Assembly. We're including your house. What? Who are you people?
Occupy, we love you. Sunday Assembly. Yeah.
We love you no matter who you are. You're included.
It's like go around putting flags on things and be like, I include this building in the name of the Sunday Assembly.
Yeah.
Like,
so it's interesting. That, I mean, that I do that idea of, because I mean, as you, I know we're comedians, but I mean, really the idea that like everyone is welcome no matter what and we can't turn anyone away no matter what, instantly opens a door to all kinds of things like, okay, so what if a guy wants to come in wearing a shirt that says fags must die? Like, to me, that shirt doesn't feel very inclusive, so now we're in a, you know, it's interesting.
Like I said, we haven't come across that, at least at the Minneapolis St. Paul one
yet. That's good.
Yes. So far everyone's been really friendly. Yeah. It's awesome, like after, you know, after the ending song we start breaking out for coffee and donuts. Actually, it's cookies because
punch and pie.
We do the afternoon.
That's
what I love because I get to sleep in.
Yeah, I firmly believe that if you're going to do something called Sunday Assembly, which is supposed to be secular, you can't make people get up on a Sunday morning.
No, that's and just, no shame if you just don't go. Like, you should just be able to just not go. That's the whole reason. Right?
I missed you this week. Yep, you sure did.
Well, I missed you guys too.
And actually, we're only once a month.
Oh,
see.
Yeah, so.
Yeah,
that
that's
makes
way better.
It so much easier to plan your calendar.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Well, so what day, I mean, is it the blank of every, the blank Sunday of every month?
Second Sunday
of every month. That's very sibilant, except and that's easy to remember.
Except for Saturday, or I'm sorry, September, because that's where we're lining up with the big launch on the 28th.
Okay. So the second Sunday of every month, but in September on the 28th.
Yep.
And otherwise,
except for leap years.
But otherwise, anyone listening can just show up at the what is it? It's the U.S.
First Unitarian Society.
At the FUS Church Basement? Yeah. What time?
2 p.m.
2 p.m. That's really cool. I do you, what about, would you say, your attendance is these days? Like, I mean,
I think we're going pretty strong at about 30 people.
That's wonderful.
At least. Our meetup, which is kind of where we do a lot of our planning, is on meetup.com. Usually, I think right now we have over 100 members. So not everyone's showing up, but they are there.
My mom needs to go to this. She has been wavering back and forth between calling herself an atheist and saying, no, I think I'm a theist because I think there's something. And then I'm an agnostic. And then whenever there's like Christian family members around, she's an atheist again. So I think their main reason, and I don't mean
she
to make
seems,
it.
No, she seems to be an atheist when it's most inconvenient.
When it really annoys people, that's when she's definitely an atheist. Because then it's like, oh, my minister brother doesn't like his atheist sister saying blah, blah, blah. But like,
well,
I mean,
too bad.
Yeah. But I think that the reason.
Man.
But I really do think that the reason she's been grasping at these, you know, straws of, no, I think there's something, is because she needs something. She needs to go be with people and feel that connection. Oh, and I genuinely think this is going to be the kind of thing that would really help her, especially since it's once a month. And and she loves, you know, meeting. She's an extrovert, you know, so that's it.
That was a lot of the reason we started when we had our first webinar, which was to kind of introduce, and it was watching Sanderson and Pippa and I believe Mark, you know, on, it was the go-to meeting. And it was just, we all, you know, talked afterwards, and it's like, well, what brought you here? Community. It was almost straight across the board. It was great.
Yeah, well, we've had that conversation with other guests, like Carr Hagerman talked about the appeal in the community of the church.
Mark Lazarczyk talked about
that too, that the hardest thing that you give up for some people when they stop believing is that pre-designed community that religion provides, and it's a good idea to come up with a way to give. I feel like it can kind of ease somebody out of that that thing that they most miss about religion.
So they're not staying at a church when they don't believe for the community, because I think that's one of the things that's damaging America right now, is that there's all these people that self-identify as religious, I mean, largely Christian, but who self-identify that way only because they don't want to give up their community and only because they don't want to be ostracized in that way. And I think that, you know, I think that I really do believe that a significant minority, I mean, probably not a majority, but a much larger minority than we think, really don't believe in God. And the reason that they are either feigning or going through the motions of it are because they fear the retribution and the loss of...
Well, and it could be a little bit of methadone, you know?
For sure.
You don't have to go cold turkey off the God heroin. You can get all the good stuff without...
The best parts of religion are there. I mean, that's because it's the be excellent to one another and look at the faces of the people in your community and realize that, you know, like, I mean, well, that's one of the reasons the gay marriage law passed here was because so many people actually had to look somebody in the face who was saying, why can't I get married?
Yeah.
Like, look me in the face humanize and say, it. Yeah. Right. And so if you can humanize your community and be a part of it, it makes a lot of sense to me.
Absolutely.
Are there any, because it's not attached to any specific, you know, dogma or religion or anything.
Mm-hmm.
Are there holidays or anything you traditionally celebrate or recognize as a group?
Well, August will be our third official soft launch, is what we're calling it. So, not at the moment. I'm sure that will be discussed probably not too far away, because my favorite holiday is Halloween. So, I, of course, you know, if nothing else, would love to do something where we go either to a haunted hayride or whatever.
Yeah.
Or even... maybe not this year, but some future year, have a talk regarding the history of Halloween. You know,
that would be
the
wonderful.
Traditions. You know, and it's like just a 10-minute talk, so it's great, simple.
You could do some stuff that's specifically like local, like Minnesota, you know, focused. I mean, I'm sure there's some sort of holidays that you could find and claim to be your own that are Minnesota days, kind of a thing, and make it a chapter thing that way.
I would love to take a winter Enmas because I'm a bit of a gamer. So,
is that from Control Delete?
It is.
Mm-hmm.
Comic, yeah. Unfortunately will always just like in my mind just go down in history as the miscarriage comic.
Oh, I know. Yeah. It's too bad.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a really good comic, but it was so sad.
Well.
So who here, I mean, who do you credit? Obviously it doesn't really matter, but who do you credit here with bringing it to Minnesota? Like who saw, Pippa and a last name that I think is the first name, Sanderson, and was like, we need to bring that to the Twin Cities.
I actually got to watch the birth of this. It was awesome.
Amazing.
I was at the Solstice dinner, last December, with my family, because my entire family goes to these events, which is really fun. But I was at the Solstice dinner, and my mom, Nancy, and her friend Rebecca were talking about how they wanted this community. And next thing I know, there's a meetup page and all this stuff, and we're having meetings, and it was great.
Your mom, is your family secular, agnostic, atheist?
All of us, let's see. Almost all of us are atheist. I think the only one who I'm not sure of is my sister, because she lives in Washington State.
Washington State people are fucked up.
Well, they believe all kinds of shit. Also, they have legal weed, and I hate them.
Yeah. Well, no, you're just jealous.
She's in the Navy, actually.
Those Navy people are
even
fucked
harder
up.
Even harder to, yeah.
I'm just kidding. Anybody from the Navy, thank you for your service. Anyway.
Well, she actually read the Bible, and so I know she's non-religious.
She read the Bible?
She's the agnostic black sheep of the family.
I guess I'm not sure. Oh, my God, Karen, you're such a disgrace. We're all positive over here.
What do you mean you're not sure? Godless damn it.
What evidence have you seen that makes you question anything? That's fantastic. So so were you raised that way then?
Actually, no, we were raised Catholic.
Okay.
Which my parents have apologized for.
That's very kind of them.
My mom was actually the first one to come, I guess you could say come around.
Mm-hmm.
And I probably followed about a week, I was right after that.
Sure.
For me, it was less of a, oh, hey, and more of a, oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Would you say that you had, like, I mean, whether you personally or as a family kind of had a slide from Catholicism into sort of a paganism into sort of an atheism? Because it, with the solstice dinner, I mean, it sounds like there was some...
Well, no, that was the one the Minnesota Atheists and Humanists put on together.
I didn't know there was... I didn't know we did anything with a religious holiday.
Yeah, just the Minnesota Humanists do a solstice dinner.
Solstice isn't religious. It's inherently astrological.
True, but there are some religions that claim it in that sense. Well, so usually when you hear it, I default to pagans because it, trying to be nice.
We actually had a representative from the Belling Museum come in and do a thing about the stars. And
that's fantastic. That. I didn't realize that. We should go to that next year.
Sure.
It was a lot of fun. I actually did the fall into paganism and then for some reason went to an Assemblies of God college.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still questioning that decision.
I went to a Catholic college. I hear you.
And then after that, which was a very burning experience, went to spiritual to agnostic.
Yeah.
Mom, I think, skipped the paganist one altogether. And I think Dad did too, actually.
Yeah.
Dylan's my youngest brother. I'm not entirely sure, actually, how he did that.
Yeah. I ask because both, I mean, all of us here...
It seems common.
It does seem common, but particularly from Catholicism, there's that mysticism angle, I think, in the Catholic religion. Ritual. Exactly. Saints, little gods, and that, you know, and all that.
It's this odd thing of going from one god to a whole bunch to zero.
Yeah, no, it's true. But, but Tim and I both had that experience. I mean, Nick, to some degree, not as much, but... But, I mean, I know that I... Did you ever identify Tim as a practicing Wiccan?
I was more of an Aleister Crowley pagan.
Okay.
So, you know, there was a lot of tarot card stuff and crystals. And it was very New Age pagan.
Yeah.
Where, you know, you talked about horned gods, but no specific horned god. And, I don't know.
Non-specified horned gods.
It was kind of wishy-washy pagan practice for me.
I think that's the only kind there is.
I was really committed to the wishy-washy.
I was the born again hardcore Wiccan. Like, I was that particular brand of 18-year-old in your face about all my life choices. Like in the King of the Hill, the woman with the really tight t-shirt and she's like, and her big old boobs, and she's like, they're called breasts. And it's like, ooh, no one's looking. I was very much that with, like, not all of us are Christians. Like, very angry about it. So
an angry pagan, an angry Wiccan.
Yeah.
No.
Well, that's fantastic.
I'd be angry, too, if my religion was, like, 65 years old and easily disputed.
I was angry about a lot of things.
Oh, yeah.
Mostly because the Wiccans wouldn't let me be a Wiccan because they didn't have a coven, and I was like, that's bullshit.
It's like not getting hired for a job because you don't have any job experience.
Right?
Oh, yes. I hate those.
Not being hired as an independent contractor because you've never worked for an employer. That's more what it was like.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't need an employer. I'm an independent. God damn it. I'm all mad again. Anyway, so is there anything? Don't laugh at me. I got worked up.
I will laugh at you.
All right then. All right. Not all of us are Christians, Tim. Is there anything? Just, you know, kind of final words. Is there anything that you really want to make sure that people take away from this episode about Sunday Assembly? Like, if they remember one thing,
it's a lot of fun. It's definitely something that if you're interested in that centralized community, you should go look at, go see.
So I have a practical question.
Oh, excellent.
It's Sunday afternoon. It's 2 o'clock.
Yep.
And I have two choices. I could go to Sunday Assembly, or I could go to Guardians of the Galaxy.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
This is Hurt's question.
This isn't a fair question because have you seen Guardians of the Galaxy yet?
I haven't, but I would still want to.
I haven't seen Guardians of the Galaxy.
And we haven't been to Sunday Assembly.
Yeah.
So until
everyone's done both.
I'm just trying
to give her, you know, the real chance to sell Sunday Assembly.
We have free
to a bunch of geeky
atheists. I at least got one.
All right.
We have free cookies.
Whoa!
That's
free cookies instead of $10 popcorn, I think Trace made it.
There is that.
Yeah.
And bonus, you'll probably learn something really awesome.
See? Cookies and learning.
I feel like I might learn something at Guardians of
the
Galaxy.
I feel like I learned something today.
I learned something.
At Guardians of the Galaxy or today?
All the time.
All the time?
All the time.
But do you have free cookies?
I just wanted to be included.
You just want to be included. Hey, guys, Nick's here. All right. It's time for five questions. Gritsy, are you ready for five questions?
I am so...
She is ready. Oh, she's got notes and everything.
Son of a bitch.
I love preparedness, can I tell you? Like, yeah, for real. It makes me hard. Yeah. All right. So... I think, Nick.
Okay.
Let's take it.
Sure. What's the best movie you've seen in the last 30 days?
All right. I fully admit I'm going to plug a lot during these five questions.
That's great.
Yeah.
So we do have small, little things that we do in the Sunday Assembly community. And one of them is a backyard movie night that we host at my parents' house.
Nice.
It's awesome. Last Saturday we did Harold and Maude.
Oh,
I love that movie.
Which, I love it too.
Exactly. Is one of the most awesome movies ever.
It's that weird was, and sad and sweet.
You know, the first time I saw that movie might have been at FUS because it was when I started going to like Unitarian Church of Minneapolis, mm-hmm. and it was either there or FUC at a lock-in, and it was Harold and Maude. I have fond memories of that movie from being like a teenager.
Harold and Maude at a teenage lock-in because no one have sex. Let's show that's no sex for all you kids.
It can be
show
romantic without sex.
It is a very romantic movie.
Also, they totally do it.
I know. Oh my God, yeah. I know, but the age difference is not something that makes teenagers like super hot. I just think it's a brilliant movie for a teenage lock-in. Like, it's like libidos like deflated by romance and sadness.
It's like in the same vein as Auntie Mame, but like if she's not your aunt and then you do it.
That's a concise review.
And somebody go put that on the IMDb. I think that'll really sell people on this movie.
I think that's
that'll do it.
Yeah, that's brilliant. Okay. Three word reviews. Your aunt, but not.
Question number two. Is that your favorite atheist character?
Kevin Anderson from Schlock Mercenary webcomics.
Oh, sure.
I don't know this at all.
Yeah, it's a webcomic by Howard Taylor. Funny, it's about mercenaries in space. It's sci-fi. The aliens are awesome.
We'll have to link to that.
Is it still running?
It is still running.
It's been going for a really long time. It's one of the...
Like 2001 at least.
Schlock Mercenary?
Yes.
S-C-H-L-O-C-K, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Schlock. Yep. Mercenary. And I personally believe any species that gets to the point that it's exploring space is probably going to have rejected God anyway.
or they're like driven by holy, divine whatever like, to like go out and colonize everything.
Like the the crazies. What are the in Deep Space Nine? The Bajorans. Bajorans. Yeah, they have their religion just gets hardened by the more species they meet. Like,
well, that's because they like. Meet space gods that.
That's
like,
because their religion's real.
Yeah.
That's because they believe in something that actually exists.
But it's still religion, right?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it totally is.
And do they actually prove that those aliens can do all the things that they say their gods can do?
A very good point.
Tough call. And Kai Wynn's a horrible, horrible person. So.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that just settles it. If you're horrible, it's definitely a religion.
Yeah.
If you have a horrible person, it's a religion. All right. So question number three is, what is your geekiest hobby?
This is a tough one because I grew up geek.
Lucky girl.
I know. Catholic and geek. Right now I would say board games. And actually gaming in general. In fact, I go to Godless Gamers at Fantasy Flight every week.
Yes, nice.
I am going to be really sad on the 28th because that's when school starts, and it's on Thursday this semester.
Oh, no.
But I love going there. And then also accounting, because I'm the treasurer slash bookkeeper for both Sunday Assembly, and I actually do it also, starting to do it for Transvestite Soup, the local Rocky Horror cast.
Yeah! Oh, fantastic! I also do accounting-ish stuff. What software do you like to use?
For these, actually, I'm going way old school. Yeah. I'm using a journal.
Oh.
Wow.
Like a paper ledger?
Yep.
Holy shit.
Oh, yeah. The Rocky one is great because I put silver duct tape on it.
Percy, that's amazing. Like, do you need to do any kind of electronic payments, like, stuff, or is it all just pretty, since it's all pretty
right
small
now,
at this point?
Well, it's all really small at this point. I don't think Rocky is ever going to get, well, Forgive me, Hal. I don't know if Rocky's ever going to get to the point where we're going to need, like, an actual account. It would be great if we do, because that would be super cool. Sunday Assembly, we do actually have an account, and my hope is actually to learn more about Excel and to transfer everything over to Google Docs via Excel.
Yeah. Sure. It's one of those things where I think that if you can just learn what you need to know, and you can figure out what you need to learn as you go.
Yeah.
Because you're like, how do I make this happen? And if you Google it, there it is. There's so many tutorials on it.
Oh, yeah. At work, because I work as an accountant, I use QuickBooks.
Yeah. Don't use Acumen.
Okay, Acumen. I got a flashback to what's the best game you've played
recently?
Board or video or both?
Yeah. The Sunday Assembly had a bit of a game day, and we played Dixit.
Storytelling game.
Yes. Yeah. And it was
Have you played that, Tim?
Amazing.
I think so.
The abstract, where you just have pieces cards of abstract art, and you just have to use them to describe.
Each card is like a scene almost.
There's this beautiful one. It was a woman rising from a tidal wave, and a magician pointing a cane at her. And it was so amazing, I had to take a picture of it with my camera.
Dixit's one of those games that when it came out, I was actually working at Fantasy Flight when it came out, and everyone was just like, well, this is changing it. I mean, it's very rare that you get a game that changes gaming in that way.
Kinderspiel.
It won a bunch. I think it won the Spiel des Jahres. I think it won the actual, because the Kinderspiel is the
Making up these words.
No,
right?
No. The Spiel des Jahres is the game of the year in German. It's the it's like the highest honor a game can receive, basically.
Wow.
And it won that. It's really great.
The only reason I remember what it is because it's a big spiel. Question number 4. What is your favorite sandwich?
All right. So this one time I was reading a lot of food blogs, and this one was like, we're going to have a grilled cheese contest. And so I entered it, and it was 5 cheese Texas toast with crab meat mixed with a basil pesto and sun-dried tomato pesto. Topped with more cheese, and you couldn't actually grill it. I had to put it in the broiler.
What were the cheeses in the bread?
I believe it was like Parmesan, Monterey Jack, mozzarella. It was the store-bought Texas toast. Topped with like an Italian 6 cheese blend, and
did you win?
I got to the finals.
Yes.
But I did not win. Well, but I got to the finals, and I was just like, oh, this is so cool.
That's amazing. How did they, was it just a recipe that they then made, or did you actually like mail a sandwich somewhere?
It was via picture, so he couldn't see the awesomeness.
Okay. Because that seems, porn. Who judges a food contest by pictures?
I know.
It's crazy. That's like saying we're going to do a beer tasting.
It's like judging a photography contest by eating the
photograph. Right, and not looking at it at all. Yeah. Like, not looking at it at all.
You don't look at the picture. No,
I would argue that presentation is a part of the sandwich.
Right.
Taste has nothing to do with the photograph.
Well, sure. Okay. But yeah.
It's like judging a blowjob contest on what the girl looks like. How's that? Sure, she looks like she sucks a good dick, but I haven't gotten my dick sucked yet.
Yeah, that's fair. Right. That's good. I'll agree with that.
Tim is looking at me with such disdain that I can't even... I could... You know what? If I was judging a disdain-looking contest, you could all judge it from here, because that's how much disdain...
Question number five. What is the stupidest thing anybody's ever said to you about your atheism or agnosticism or whatever ism?
Atheism. I still think you believe in God.
Oh, I love that.
I need more context.
It was a coworker. We were in her office, and I was just... I've often said the phrase, you know, if God were real, he obviously hates me, because I was having some really bad luck at the time.
Sure.
And I always try to keep positive about it. And she goes, you know, I really just don't think you don't believe. And I was just like, whatever floats your boat.
That's funny, because I think you don't believe.
Yeah.
I don't think you do believe. So exactly. I guess we're of a pair.
Yeah. Your brothers judge each other equally.
You know, my brother said something similar to me with the whole my brother said to you was a little bit nastier. It was more of
you'll come crawling back.
We'll see what happens when you get cancer, or we'll see what happens when someone you love is dying. Then we'll see who believes in God. And
you
it's
know,
like
actually, what's interesting is about 2 years ago, my mom did have cancer. She had breast cancer. And lots of people always asked her, you know, do you believe in God now? And she always said no. She was like, actually, my atheism was one of the best things that happened to me for that.
I personally just don't understand how someone would choose to go back to believing in a God that let them get cancer.
Exactly.
I've never understood that logic. Like, well, when you get cancer, you'll believe in God
again.
You'll
totally go to
me. Well, if I do, I will be incredibly angry and probably plotting some sort of revenge once I die.
It's the whole there are no atheists in foxholes argument.
Right. Yeah.
It's like, well, you know, as soon as your life is in danger, you're going to abandon your principles and crawl
and
back
beg,
to God.
And beg and pray.
It's like, give me a fucking break.
Yeah, yeah. That's
the moment where your principles are the most important.
Is that what makes you feel good about your God? That people will only believe in him when like life is absolute garbage?
Or like it's such blackmail, like insecurity,
yeah.
Blackmail.
Yeah.
Love me or I'll hurt you.
Yeah. No, I completely get that. That is a very insulting thing to say. That's a good one. I mean, that's a good answer. I mean, that's a good one.
Fortunately, yeah. It's about the only thing that's been said about it. So.
Well, that's nice. Exactly. I'm supposed to, you know, blessed with growing up in an atheist community.
Yeah.
Hashtag blessed.
All right. Well, thank you, Hertzie, so much. Sunday Assembly is the second Sunday of every month, except for September 28th, which if you're thinking of going out to one, it sounds like that'd be a great one to attend.
Oh, it's
going
to be big. It's going to be awesome.
Big-ass party. And people can find your open meetings at meetup.com.
Meetup.com. We're also on Facebook. And I do believe we're going to be getting a Twitter at some point.
If we just search for Sunday Assembly at Facebook?
Yeah.
We'll try to make sure there's a link.
Yeah,
there.
We'll link all your stuff on those show notes
and stuff.
I think I gave you a lot of the links.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there are a lot. I was sent many links.
But please, if you've been to Sunday Assembly or have any comments, comment on our posts here on Facebook. We'd love to hear what you have to say. As always, you can like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Soon we're going to be at the Minnesota Renaissance Festival.
Oh,
so
my God. If you're at the Renaissance Festival
and you see either me, Tim, or Nick, as a.k.a. Olive, Beefcake, or Thomas... I got those backwards. Olive Thomas or Beefcake.
It doesn't matter.
Come say hi.
Tim's not Beefcake. And
he's not Beefcake. If you see him, you're like, oh,
not
no.
Not Thomas.
No, I'm not Thomas. I'm Olive.
And one of us always tells the truth and another always lies.
So what does the third one do?
Jerks off in the corner.
That's Thomas.
Anyway.
All right. Thank you so much, Hertzie. Thank you, all of you, for listening. And we will see you on the other side. Have a nice day.
Bye.
Bye.
Jesus is my heroine, and Sunday Assembly's my methadone.
We're geeks without God. We're geeks without God. We don't recognize moral authority. We don't accept divine superiority. We're geeks without God.
Need more geeks without God? Go to our website, read our blog posts, find us on Facebook, or follow us on Twitter at Geeks Without God. Social media!
We're geeks without God. We're geeks without God. We're geeks without God.
I officially claimed Grace Church in the name of Velcro King on the way home from work today.